I think there's a lot of people who set up things like OpenClaw, but are like, I just want to use iMessage. I just want something secure. And I don't want it to do everything for me. And so there's a product called Lindy AI Assistant. Basically, anyone could have an executive assistant powered by AI that's going to be proactive in terms of reaching out to people, selling for you, drafting emails in your tone, calendaring, and more. I heard about it, I invested in the company, and I had the founder come on and show us why this is an OpenClaw killer when it comes to an executive assistant. This episode is a complete breakdown of how to use the product, why to use the product, and why I find it interesting. And I think that if I find it interesting, you might find it interesting too. Enjoy the episode. I beg Flo to come back on the pod. He has a really, really big product update, a huge new product from Lindy. Flo, by the end of this episode, what are people going to learn?
Yeah, they're going to learn how to set up their own AI executive assistant in 2 minutes that starts to learn about them, connect to their tools, and take more and more work out of their plate to save them time.
Okay, I mean, I'm intrigued. I'd love to learn more.
Yeah. We started, I think, I've been on the pod before. By the way, thank you so much for having me again. I've been on the pod before with our workflow product. And so what we learned is like the main thing people did with the workflow product was building basically AI executive assistant-like workflows, like meeting management workflows, calendar management workflows. And so we were like, why don't we just like productize that and package it up in its own product that we called Lindy Assistant. So basically what Lindy Assistant is it's an AI assistant that lives on iMessage. That's really important. Lives on iMessage, connects to your email, your calendar, your Notion, your Google Docs, like all the applications you use, and starts taking work off your plate like proactively. Like it doesn't wait until you ping it. It just like proactively observes stuff and goes like, hey, opportunity for you to save time here, Greg. I think perhaps the easiest way to explain it is for me to share my screen. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Yeah. This is my iPhone screen. This was my day yesterday. So this is like real data. This is how Lindy starts the day. And by the way, this comes out of the box, which is also another really important attribute of this new product, which is it's very opinionated. Like it's not an everything machine. It's not like a blank page where you have to figure out the workflows and the things you want it to do for you. It just comes out of the box and starts to do things for you. So morning. Hey. Morning, here's your Tuesday. San Francisco, it's 62 degrees Fahrenheit today. These are your meetings on your book. Inbox, I've already triaged 63 emails that arrived overnight and I have drafted 4 replies. This right here is one of my favorite things. Like, I barely open Gmail anymore. Like, it's just, sometimes the replies, I feel like I have like bad memory because I open Gmail and I see a reply that's pre-drafted and I'm like, I don't remember drafting that. And it's just because like Lindy drafted it. Then she's like, yo, a few things. This happened yesterday. It was really cool. It's like, hey, your dinner tonight is at Gary Denko, but it's closed on Tuesdays. Do you want to move the invite to McCormick Seafood, which is 2 minutes away? And Joshua's asking if you can meet in 2 hours. Your calendar is free. Do you want me to say yes?
Can I just react to this real quick? Like when I'm reading this, it really does feel like a human being talking.
Yes. We put so much attention to that. Like the lowercase, the tones, right here, you can see it. It's like, I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, like, please move the calendar invite if the restaurant is closed. And look, it's cracking a joke. You know, it's like, haha, yeah, we'd have sucked to show up at an empty restaurant. Sometimes it's funny because, like, when it fucks up, it swears, you know, like, it's profane. So, like, it says, I'm like, hey, you fucked up here. I don't want you to do this. And it's like, oh, shit. It's like, oh, shit, you're right. You know, like, it actually says shit, which, in a funny way, actually takes the edge off of the fuck up. Hey, you know, I changed the location and I emailed Lucas to let him know. And by the way, the meeting is on the books with Joshua. Have a good day. So yeah, 100%. Like we spent so much time and you have no idea, Greg, like it is so hard to prompt those models to adopt this tone. Like I think the voice that the models use is really basically burnt into the weight. This is why like everyone is struggling to get them to not use M dashes. Like, look, we prompted them so much and this thing will keep using M dashes. There is nothing you can do about this. But we've worked a lot on the prompt to make it talk like this. later on in the day. So it prepares me for the day. That's like the daily brief. Then there's the meeting prep. So your meeting with Carnegie is in 15 minutes. It tells me who I'm meeting with. It tells me about the last meeting. It's like, hey, this is a follow-up to the meeting you had on March 4th. They are looking for an AI assistant for their sales team.
So this is you, like this just like the setup, the actual setup of this was what? Like you know what I mean? Like, because it seems like it knows a lot.
It's two steps. It's give us your phone number and give us your Google Earth or Outlook.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's literally 2 minutes and then it's like out of the box. It does know a lot because what we do in the background is that we ingest your information from your inbox and from like the tools that you connect, your Slack and your G Drive and all of that stuff. And then we load it into Lindy's memory. And so it actually surprises me like all the time. I'm like, holy cow, like how did you know that? Like there is more information than you think about yourself and your business and your relationship in those systems. And then little by little, it learns more and more because it reads your emails and it attends your meetings. So here, right. For example, I was able to ask a question about the last meeting I had with these guys. Hey, remind me what the company does again. How many folks in the sales team? You know, they are a student connection company. They help schools recruit and retain students. And they said 50 salespeople in your meeting 2 weeks ago. So I can also query. It almost acts like your second brain. Like you can query just anything you've seen or heard, basically.
Right. I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? Because like your email inbox is, I mean, I have like 20,000 plus emails in my Gmail. So that's like so much context. I could see a world where this is also integrated into my Slack too, right?
Yes, 100%. I can talk about this actually. I think it's right here. During the meetings, I talk to my Lindy. And so I'm like, I'm in a meeting. This actually happened last week. So we were in this meeting and I realized something and I was like, ah, fuck, this changes everything. Like we should let Ollie know about this.
Oh my God, this changes everything. Wait a minute, this is major because it means that Ali this whole time thought the prompt was updating, but actually it was not. Okay, Lindy, send a, like, at mention Ali in Slack after this meeting to let him know that we do need to force refresh all the agents because of the eval thing.
So I just came to this realization and like we were, there was this teammate who was missing in the meeting who needed to be informed. And this is the message that Lindy sent afterwards. Hey Ali, heads up from the reliability sync. We discovered that the chief of staff guidelines change. After that meeting, now we're sort of going out of order, but she's like, hey, nice call with the engineering team. I already sent that message to Ollie. By the way, in the meeting, I said like, oh, I will provide the team with like a list of top failure modes to track. And I'm like, oh yeah, can you please like bring a Google Doc together and send it to Lindy, like send it to the folks on Slack. And, you know, right here in Slack, created the Google Docs and sent it to the team.
So when you say Lindy did this, the assistant did it, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, it is on Slack. It basically integrates. We've got like hundreds and hundreds of integrations. So it basically integrates with all the tools that you can think of and that you integrate with.
Cool. I definitely want to like pick your brain around how to set up a Lindy assistant so that I get the most out of it.
Yeah. That's a question we get a lot. And it's really, think of it as like an iPhone, where it's like setting up is something you do on your PC or it's something you do on like your Android device. Maybe I'm insulting you. Maybe you have an Android phone, but it's like, you know, your iPhone just like works out of the box and you don't have to worry about setting it up, right? Like it comes with all of the applications. And, you know, it's got the messages and the photos app. Like here, it's the same. It's like out of the box. It's very opinionated. Like we have spent so much time working so that like people don't have to ask this question of like, how do I set it up?
Cool. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, let's continue here.
Well, I mean, I think like this day I had yesterday was a really good example because like a lot happened, right? It was like, hey, at the end of the meeting, it was like, hey, interesting call. I use Lindy to update my CRM. So this, I did have to set up, but the way you quote, set it up is like you just send a message to your Lindy and you're like, yo, after my meetings, I want you to update my CRM. That's mm-hmm. it. And then it's going to be like, oh, you know, what CRM do you use? Is it HubSpot? Is it Salesforce? Is it Atio? And then once you tell it, it just gives you a link to connect your CRM.
Mm-hmm.
end of day, it's like, hey, okay, that's all the meetings for today. While you were in meetings, you received a couple of important emails. This is an example of a time when it surprises me with everything it knows about me and my business. It's like, hey, you've received an invoice from a Wilson Sonsini. That's our law firm that we work with. But they're using 1841 Market for the billing address. Is that your new address? Because I've got 101 New Montgomery on the file.
Hmm.
And I was just, I replied with a voice memo. I do that a lot. And I'm like, oh, no, that's the old address. You know, please send them the new address.
Hmm. Very European of you to use a voice note, by the way.
It's kind of rude, right? I hate receiving voice notes. But when it's an AI, it's fine. I send it. Okay, so this one is another example of like.
By the way, for clarity, I also send voice notes. You know, I love them. And there's the transcription there anyway, so.
Yeah, you know. But it's not good enough. Like Apple is not doing a great job on the transcription.
All right.
That's another example here of like how to set it up. Like I have told Melinda, it's literally just like a human assistant. You don't set it up. You just tell them what you want to do. And so I've told her like, hey, every so often I send you screenshots of podcasts. And so what it means is I want you to go online. I want you to find a podcast. I want you to find the transcript of the podcast. Yeah, we integrate with Appify. So behind the scenes, what it does is like it finds the right Appify scraper. There's like thousands of them. So it finds a YouTube scraper on Appify to get the transcripts on YouTube. And then it sends me a summary of the podcast. I feel like it's a sacrilegious thing to say to a podcaster, but there's too many good podcasts out there. I don't really have the time to listen to them.
It's fair. That's totally fair. So I have, you know, don't hate me for this, but I have a human assistant.
What?
Yeah, I know. And I hope he's not listening to this, but he focuses on three different tasks for me. One is research. So if I'm meeting someone, I want some research. If I'm interested in a particular topic, doing some research. So that's one thing. Basically, I want to figure out if Lindy Assistant could kind of encapsulate this. So one is research, keeping me up to date with that research, summarizing it in a really easy way. Two is scheduling. It sounds like scheduling is like built natively into this. And the third is from a sales perspective, actually. So we have an agency, it's called LCA. It works with Fortune 500 companies on doing, you know, building AI native products, but also AI transformation. And sometimes I get tagged in like the CPO, you know, the chief product officer of Coca-Cola comes in as a lead. I want to know about that. And I also want a human to follow up, you know, almost instantaneously once that lead comes in.
Yes. So yes, yes, and yes. I mean, scheduling, I'll just start with that because that's the easiest one. Like email and scheduling, that's just like the, you know, job number one and two. I actually think literally yesterday, yeah, right here, right below that, like I sent a screenshot to Lindy of like a Partyful invite I received. It's funny because Partyful technically has a button somewhere to like add to your calendar. But at this point for me, it's just faster to take a screenshot and send it to my Lindy. Or I can just go like, yo, help me find half an hour with Bob. Mm-hmm. And it'll just like, if I have access to Bob's calendar, it's going to look at common availabilities. It's going to find one. It's going to put it on a calendar. If it doesn't, it's going to look at my calendar, compile a bunch of availabilities and send it to Bob. Research. Yeah. I mean, 100%. It's actually, so there is like proactive research. So before the meetings, actually right here, This is the research I received about you this morning. It's like, hey, you are jumping on the pod with Greg in 13 minutes. Greg, CEO, Late Checkout Studio, mm-hmm. former advisor to Reddit and TikTok. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at that. Yeah. I didn't know that. And then it's like, hey, this is your third time on the pod. Thank you so much, Greg. It's an honor. Good opportunity to announce something new or drop a hook. Yeah, thank you, Lindy.
Yeah.
I should have thought about that. So research, absolutely. And like I talk to Lindy all the time, like, oh, let me show you something good. I'm going to have to stop sharing my screen because I'm like sharing my iPhone screen right now. But I have like, I have mapped, you know, like on the latest iPhones, you have like the action button. I've created an iOS shortcut and all it does is like record my voice, send it to Lindy. That's all it does. And so I can be like, hey, in my meeting with Henry yesterday, where did he say his team was based?
This is cool.
And so now what it's doing is it's searching all of my meeting transcripts, all of my meeting notes, and it's going to answer the question. So I use it for research, either for like information that's publicly available online or for like private information, like my meetings, my Google Drive, my Notion, all of that stuff. Singapore and Hong Kong mostly, with a few still in Shenzhen. He's trying to move them all to Singapore or Hong Kong. And that's the nifty part about integrating with iMessage is that you automatically are integrated with the rest of the Apple ecosystem. So all I did here is this iOS shortcut. You record the audio, you send it to Lindy, you open the Lindy thread in iMessage. You know, when I'm in my car, I can also just like talk to the car and be like, yo, send this to Lindy. You know, so it just, all of that just works out of the box because it's just iMessage.
So my reaction to all this is this feels like the most human assistant I've seen yet in any product. But how do you see, you know, Lindy versus, you know, Claude versus OpenClaw? Like, can you just walk us through how people should think about Lindy versus other products, both pros and cons, as honest as you can be?
Yeah, totally. I'll actually start with the cons. You know, like OpenClaw is a lot more powerful than Lindy. It's a lot more versatile. Like there's this story that the creator of OpenClaw shared where it's like, hey, it sent it a voice memo. And OpenClaw went like, hey, I don't have the ability to transcribe voice memos. I'm going to build this ability for myself. You know, and so OpenClaw is basically an agent that has access to its own code in a way and to the machine where it is currently running. So it's simultaneously very powerful and kind of dangerous because it's like an agent that's like messing with its own guts all the time. Like the Lindy runtime is very different. It's an agent that also has a computer that is separate from itself, which is it's more secure, but it's less powerful because the agent doesn't have this ability to change its own code all the time. I mean, the advantage of OpenClaw is there's really two big advantages. It's more secure. Like we have been working on this for years, and like OpenClaw is awesome, but it's more new. And so they are right now meeting a lot of the security issues that we've worked on for the last couple of years. And we're just way, way, way easier to use and more like out of the box. I really compare it to like Linux versus macOS. Mm-hmm. You know, like, by the way, it's not either or. You know, like macOS is actually built on top of Linux. It's like a Unix kernel. But it is, you know, there's a reason why like 2026 is the year of the Linux desktop is a meme. You know, it's like Linux users like spend their weekend installing their printer. Like the rest of us, we just want a computer that works so that we can get to work. Right. So that's the same thing. It's like it just works and it works out of the box.
How do you see Lindy versus like the whole Claude ecosystem, Claude Cowork and Dispatch, I think their product's called as well.
I'll actually start about, I think products are just a reflection of who they're built for. And I think Claude is building, and this is not a jab at all, like on the contrary, I think they're being so successful with that strategy, but they're very much building for like developers and power users. We are building for like, I call him like the chief everything officer, right? It's like the overwhelmed business owner with too many meetings and too many emails, right? Like that's the job to be done. It's like, I have to attend simultaneously to the urgent and the important. There's like 1,000 things flying around me in meetings, in emails, in Slack, and I must somehow return every call and like take care of every customer and at the same time make progress on my strategic priorities, right? So like that's really the persona we're building for and the job to be done that we're trying to solve here. Concretely, I think like I just said, like Linux versus macOS. Obviously, Claude is not Linux. I do believe OpenClaw is Linux. I think Claude is more like Android, right? Mm-hmm. It's like it is also more powerful. Like I have friends who have Android devices, and it's crazy. They can like SSH onto their device. They can do like all sorts of crazy stuff. I think if you're like a deeply technical person who expects that out of your phone, like you really want a full blown computer in your pocket that you can do anything you want with, you should probably have an Android device and should probably use Claude. Mm-hmm. You know, well, more like the iPhone, right? Where it's like, it's very opinionated and we pay a lot of attention to all those tiny details that culminate in the experience we're going after. And so in a way, it's kind of hard to explain, you know, like if you've tried an Android and an iPhone, it's hard to point to like a single thing that makes one better or different than the other. But it's like all of those tiny details that compound.
Yeah, I think the way I see it, at least, is those other products are, well, OpenClaw has, you have to be comfortable and super technical to use OpenClaw because of the security issues. But if you are technical, it's an incredible, powerful ecosystem.
Yeah.
The Claude ecosystem is equally as powerful, but it's very horizontal. You can do everything, right? So you have to do a lot of setting up yourself and optimizing yourself. And some people get there, but some people don't. What it sounds like you're saying in terms of what Lindy is not everything to everyone. It does a few things and it does it really well. It looks at the jobs to be done of a executive assistant and it says, hey, you're a really busy person. You're a founder. You're building things. You're an executive. And you need help in terms of prioritization and keeping you up to date and researching and just like moving things along. And it's really just that use case. So that's what, when I was seeing the demo, that's kind of like how I was interpreting it. I think what would be really cool, I'm curious where you think, the next 5 years of Lindy is, but I think what would be really cool is if you essentially look at other jobs and like a social media manager. And it's like, I download my social media manager, Lindy, a front-end engineer, a salesperson, these different, jobs. And I just get like a phone number and I can use iMessage.
Yeah, 100%. So I have to hold myself back from doing that every day. But like that's the grand plan, right? That's where we're going over the next 5 years. And you can start to see it right now in behavior that organically emerges out of Lindy. So for example, like just last week, I was in a weekly business review and our head of customer tells us like, hey, like the support team is completely overloaded. We really need to open a new position. We need to find one more support person. And Lindy sent me a message after the meeting. And she's like, yo, hey, he mentioned you're looking for a new support person. Do you want me to help you look for them? And because she has all of this context about me and the company, she was in fact able to like generate a list of like 100 support people in the Bay Area. She understands that like we work in the office and to like write the outreach. Like she understands the company, she knows how to pitch it. So like we're starting to fill that pool towards like generality, but like we are very deliberately saying no to the pool. We're like, hey, job one, you nailed it on the head. You know, it's really the person who doesn't want to give his life to AI. It very much mirrors any technology, including the personal computer technology. Like the first people to use personal computers in like the 80s were nerds, right? They were tinkerers, right? Mm-hmm. And they are people for whom computers are their lives. And then little by little, computers spread through the economy and they start to be used by people who just want to use them as a mean to an end. You know, we have a lot of users who are like real estate agents. You know, we have a user, he owns like sports bars in Miami. We have a user, he owns like a roofing company in New Jersey. Like these people do not want to give their weekend to OpenClaw. They just want something that works and save their time on day one. So that's exactly what we're going after.
Cool. I like it. And it's integrated. We talked about, the G Suite, Slack. You said there's 100 plus integrations. Just let me know like what are some of them?
Yeah. I mean, everything you can think about really, like Notion, Google Docs, HubSpot, Salesforce, ATO, Twilio, like you name it. It's very rare. We don't have something. It's actually funny. Sometimes Lindy doesn't know herself the things she has access to. So recently there was a user, he went to Lindy and he asked her like, hey, can you integrate with my QuickBooks? And she was like, she just like led him down like a wild goose chase. She was like, you know what you should do is like, can you just like, I'm going to research the QuickBooks API and then can you please go and create an API key? And the guy just goes for like half an hour and struggles. And then she's like, never mind, I guess I'll just use my integration. So I was like, yeah, why don't you do that? So we have like hundreds and hundreds of integrations. And look, if she doesn't have an integration, you can in fact just create your own API key for anything you need and just ask her to hit up the API directly.
So if Lindy's my executive assistant, I wouldn't ask my personal executive assistant to do things like, for example, vibe coding. So where do you, what are things that Lindy assistant could do and what are things that Lindy can't do and I shouldn't ask her to do?
That's a great question. I would say she can vibe code because she has a computer. I'm not going to lie. It is, again, we are very deliberate about the use cases that we are building for and the ones we are not building for. We give it a computer, so now it can sort of do anything. It can vibe code on the computer. It is not the best vibe coder out there, like very far from it. Like if you want to vibe code, you should probably go to Lovable. And in fact, I think Lindy eventually should use Lovable. I think it's just gonna work better. So I would say like, don't use her for those like very deep, like if you want like an AI for accounting to help you with your finances, you should probably use an AI that is made for that. You know, if you want this AI executive assistant, that's like your email, your meetings, updating different systems, your CRM, all of that stuff, you should definitely use it for that. And to your point, like there are executive assistant tasks that you wouldn't ask a human executive assistant. Like this, like the summarize this YouTube video. I would never ask my human executive assistant to do that. It's like, that feels like an awful thing to ask a human to do, right? But my agent, I do feel comfortable asking her to do that. And so I think one thing that took me by surprise is initially I was like, hey, it's not as good as a human executive assistant because obviously like AGI is not totally here yet and all of that. And I'm actually realizing now like, yes, you know, it only does maybe 80% of what a human executive assistant would do. But I will say that like these 80%, it does a lot better. Like I would say it is in many regards actually superior to a human right now because it's available 24/7 and it responds in 30 seconds to all of my queries. And I'd be a lot more direct with it than I would be with a human executive assistant. I don't have to be like, hey, would you mind helping me? I just like do this, you know? So yeah.
Cool. So and how much does it cost?
It starts at $49 a month and then like we have some crazy power users. If there's one thing I've learned in this business is that the whales are going to put you out of business. Like the top 1% of users are like more than 50% of our token spend. So anyway, if you really hammer it, she may ask you to upgrade, but like $49 a month is enough for like 90% plus of users.
And how are some of those whales, like how are they using the product?
They are using it to vibe code. Very often, like, hey, don't do that. But I guess if you don't do it, you can do it. They are using it to, there is one, like there is this user and he can afford it. He's like on the maximum plan. He's like, don't worry, just charge me. I don't care. He's like, he works in finance in New York. And they're all like those famous like fancy restaurants in New York that are like always booked. And so he's instructed his Lindy to wake up every 15 minutes and use her computer to check for like any reservations that was dropped at that restaurant. Right. Mm-hmm. So he's constantly just like looking and then grabbing a reservation if there is a new one. And again, that's the kind of thing you couldn't ask a human to do. And he's very happy to pay for that. So there's just like a lot of like weird use cases like that just end up costing a lot of money.
Could your Lindy use like have a voice?
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, she does. So you can just ask her to respond to you by voice. We are adding phone calls to her. But right now you can just do like the iMessage voice memo and she can reply via a voice memo as well.
You're adding phone calls in the sense that like I can call my Lindy or my Lindy can call someone else?
Both.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. 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 So one use case I have, like we have a prototype internally for the phone call Lindy. I call my Lindy every so often, at least once a week. And it's awesome because she's in all of my meetings. She's seen all of my emails and I have her maintain a Google Doc with like my strategic priorities. And so we just jam. You know, I'm like, do you feel like I'm making progress on those priorities? Do you feel like I need to change anything on my calendar to make more time for those priorities? Do you think I need to change those priorities? Like sometimes it's like, it's really helpful and really opinionated. It's like, yeah, like, you know, there's this guy in the team, like, I think he's going to quit on you. It's like, I wasn't in one-on-one. Like this guy doesn't seem well. Like, I think you should worry about that right now. It's like, oh, fuck, it's a good point, you know? So, yeah, like voice is coming.
All right. Well, I'm going to, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on, showing and telling. This is, it looks really cool. It does feel like one of those products that you do need to use it to really see it. And like, there's nuances to it versus some of the other products. So thank you for actually showing that. I'll include a link, in the show notes, in the description for people to go check out Lindy, and also a link to follow Flow. where he has great takes on X. Flo, anything you want to leave people with?
No, thanks a lot for having me on the pod again, Greg.
Cool. Well, I look forward to setting this up. And what do you think? Should I set this up and give it to my, let my executive assistant know about it? Like, how should I think about this?
Yeah, so we get that question a lot, actually. So we have a lot of people who do have a human executive assistant, and what they do is that they sign up to Lindy, and they give access to their Lindy to their executive assistant. Another feature that's coming really soon that I'm really excited about, maybe that by the time the podcast airs, it will be out, actually, but it's a group chat. So what I have is I have a group chat with my Lindy and my executive assistant. And so I very often just text the two of them. And so when I ask something to my executive assistant, Lindy is actually there. She's like creeping. She doesn't respond, but she's actually logging the requests in the spreadsheet. She's like logging when it's complete. She does a bunch of stuff in the background for us. I have a Lindy in like a bunch of group chats now with my friends. She like chimes in every so often. It's quite convenient. But yeah, I would say like giving access to your Lindy to your executive assistant is the move.
Cool. I'm going to try that out and I'll get back to you.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Flo.
Thanks, Greg.